Once again, young people considering careers in law enforcement are getting some hands-on experience with the Boston Police Department. Yesterday, the city swore in its first class of police cadets since 2009. WBUR's Dolores Handy met a few and has this report.
They were chosen from the 351 people who took the police cadet exam last November, sworn in as part of an effort to increase diversity on the city's police force. The Boston Police Department is more than two-thirds white in a majority-minority city. Of the newly sworn-in cadets, 11 are white, 20 are African-American, 9 are Hispanic, 2 are Asian. 15 of the 42 are young women, including 18-year-old Kiara Nolan of Dorchester.
I lived in Boston all my life, so this is where I'm from, and I want to give back to my community and make a difference and break the stereotypes of policing.
Nolan ultimately wants to be both a police officer and an attorney.
I was going to attend Suffolk University, but I took off the semester just for this program because I was dedicated and invested into wanting to take on this as a career.
I want to serve my community.
18-year-old Nawid Hassan of Brighton is another new cadet.
I'm a minority. When I look at COP, it's a fact. A lot of them are white. When I heard about the cadets, I knew that cadets was my opportunity, my way to get in.
The son of a cab driver, his father immigrated from Pakistan. Nawid says he hopes to become the first Pakistani officer on the force.
I grew up in a family that wasn't the richest. I grew up in a community where people didn't favor police officers, and I wanted to do something to serve my community, so what better profession other than become a police officer?
The cadets will spend 2 years working throughout the department. Those who decide to take the police exam will have preference similar to veterans. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says the cadet program helps with more than diversity.
It also helps us get officers out there who are learning for 2 years prior to getting on the job so that when they become police officer ready, they really understand the job from the top to the bottom, and I think it's important to do that.
Police Commissioner William Evans, who started his police career as a cadet 36 years ago, says there's a growing need for new officers because of the increasing number reaching that mandatory retirement age of 65 each year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.